Justice Kavanaugh has the opinion of the court this morning in case 22-529, Cantero versus Bank of America.
The national banking system began in 1863 when Treasury Secretary Salmon Chase proposed, Congress passed, and President Lincoln signed the National Bank Act. That act grants national banks, such as today Bank of America, various powers, including the power to administer home mortgage loans. When national banks make home mortgage loans, they offer escrow accounts. When the borrower makes a mortgage payment, the borrower puts money into an escrow account operated by the bank. The bank then uses the funds in escrow to pay the borrower's insurance premium and property taxes on the borrower's behalf. In 2010, Alex Cantero and the other plaintiffs here obtained home mortgage loans from Bank of America to purchase homes in New York. The mortgage contracts required the borrowers to make monthly deposits into escrow accounts. Under New York state law, when a bank maintains an escrow account in connection with a mortgage, the bank must pay borrowers 2% annual interest. But Bank of America did not pay interest on the money in the escrow accounts. Bank of America said that the New York law was preempted by the National Bank Act. The plaintiffs disagreed and filed suit against Bank of America in federal district court in New York. The district court ruled for the plaintiffs, but on appeal, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit reversed and held that the New York 2% interest on escrow law was preempted by the National Bank Act. Relying primarily on principles articulated by this court in 1819 in the landmark case of McCulloch versus Maryland, the Court of Appeals held that federal law preempts any state law that purports to exercise control over a federally granted banking power, regardless of the magnitude of its effects. In the court's decision today, we vacate the Second Circuit's judgment and remand for further proceedings. In the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, Congress passed and President Obama signed the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010. Among other things, Dodd-Frank established the controlling legal standard for determining when a state law like New York's law here is preempted with respect to national banks. In a somewhat unusual statutory provision that expressly incorporated one of this court's cases into the U.S. Code, the Dodd-Frank Act provided that the National Bank Act preempts a state law only if the state law, quote, prevents or significantly interferes with the exercise by the National Bank of its powers in accordance with the legal standard for preemption in the decision of the Supreme Court of the United States in Barnett Bank versus Nelson, 1996, end quote. That is actually in the statute. So the question of whether New York's interest on escrow law is preempted must be analyzed under Dodd-Frank's prevents or significantly interferes preemption standard, and to guide judicial application of that standard, Dodd-Frank expressly incorporated this court's decision in Barnett Bank. So courts must follow Barnett Bank. As it turns out that Barnett Bank painstakingly examined many of this court's older precedents to determine whether a state law regulating national banks falls on the permissible or preempted side of the significant interference line. Those precedents furnish content to Barnett Bank's significant interference test and therefore also to Dodd-Frank's preemption standard incorporating Barnett Bank. You'll be happy to know that I'm not going to review all of those older precedents with you today, but the courts that must apply the Barnett Bank standard are not so lucky. Courts assessing preemption questions must follow Barnett Bank, and that means they must carefully parse the precedents on which Barnett Bank relied. In analyzing the New York interest on escrow law at issue here, the Court of Appeals did not conduct that kind of nuanced comparative analysis. Instead, the Court of Appeals applied a more categorical test that would preempt virtually all state laws that regulate national banks. In this court, Bank of America argued in favor of the Court of Appeals approach. By contrast, the plaintiffs advocated that we yank the preemption standard to the opposite extreme and preempt virtually no state laws that apply to national banks. We appreciate the desire by both parties for a clearer preemption line, one way or the other. But Congress expressly incorporated this court's Barnett Bank test into the U.S. Code. In determining whether the state law at issue there was preempted, Barnett Bank did not draw a bright line. Instead, as I've mentioned, Barnett Bank sought to carefully account for and navigate this court's prior bank preemption cases. In sum, because the Court of Appeals did not analyze preemption in a manner consistent with Dodd-Frank and Barnett Bank, we vacate the judgment of the Court of Appeals and remand the case for further proceedings. The decision of the court is unanimous.